Robert Burns wrapped up New Year once and for all circa 1788, and Auld Lang Syne has pretty much had a hammerlock on the festivities ever since then. This is really the only viable alternative to Auld Lang Syne, even though its composer vehemently insisted that it wasn't a New Year song at all. It was written in 1947 by Frank Lesser, and Lesser got very annoyed when it started turning up on Christmas albums as a seasonal song. As he saw it, the key to the whole thing was the first line of the chorus. Maybe it's much too early in the game. In other words, it's boy meets girl, late April, early May. You think maybe she's the one, but you don't know, and you're looking down the road and you're wondering whether you'll still be together when the clock strikes 12 on December the 31st. Frank Lesser is a very great songwriter. Guys and Dolls, Heart and Soul, Slow Boat to China. But sometimes a great songwriter can be wrong, even about his own work. And the song wiggles free of its creator, and listeners across the decades hear things in the song that the author never intended. A New Year can be an awful time to be lonely, and it turned out there was a huge unserved market out there for a big romantic New Year love song. I especially love this rather spooky verse, and we're going to set it up with Pete Callard and a tip of the hat to Robbie Burns. Pete. When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new. Be the one you chose out of 1,000 invitations you'll receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing new? be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you'll receive. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? What are you doing New Year's Eve? Song from Me to You, words and music by Frank Lesser, and my thanks to Pete and to Jeff Eales at the piano and the rest of the gang. My old pal, the best-selling novelist Sebastian Foakes, has a scene in his book A Week in December in which a London society hostess bemoans the way that these ghastly Americans insist on referring to New Year's, apostrophe S. So that's just for you, Sebastian. What are you doing New Year's? It's always a jackpot question. Nobody knows what the chimes of midnight will bring, but I wish you and yours only the best for the 12 months ahead, and we will see you in the bright new dawn of January. Happy New Year's!